Through the town. And not all are exclusively Negro either, but most are. Yes, this might be any city of the Deep South going about its daily business. But there is something different about it now, especially here in the heart of the city. What's different? The buses are empty. Why? Because the Negro people aren't riding them. Because one woman, a seamstress, tired after a hard day's work, got fed up with her 40 years of living under Jim Crow. Because one woman said, "I have had enough." And suddenly, just like that, 50,000 voices answered, "Amen, sister, enough for us too." For refusing to give up her seat to a white man, she was arrested and fined, and the Negro people of Montgomery have refused to ride the buses ever since. They walked instead. They rode in cars, their own cars, instead of anyone who would give them a lift. The buses waited still and lonely in their silent rows, or rode empty through the streets. They were threatened and intimidated, arrested, convicted, and fined. And still they walked. In the rain and the sun and the dark of night, they walked with God and shunned the buses. They walked with God and they rode with God too, for they formed a carpool that was a marvel of quick organization. A network of cars, old and new, of trucks and taxis, reached out across the city and carried people where they wanted to go. It started as a one-day protest. Nothing more. But it grew until it rocked the cradle of the Confederacy and told the world a story of Negro people united for action without bitterness, without malice, without fear. It began with the buses in Montgomery, but so much more is at stake now, for this is a part of a struggle going on around the world for the right to enjoy decent homes like anyone else, to work at better jobs for higher pay, and the right to live longer too. The right to an equal place in the family of man.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast. Podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to show 129. March is Women's History Month. Today's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 31, verse 30, as written in the NIV, and reads thusly, "Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." The woman featured in today's Women's History Month podcast is none other than Rosa Parks, and the presentation, Montgomery Bus Boycott 1995, that was heard following the piano prelude was taken from the Civil Rights Movement archive. Rosa Parks was born Rosa Louise McCauley. Her mother was a teacher and her father was a carpenter. She was born on February 4th, 1913 in Tuskegee, Alabama. She had one sibling and his name was Sylvester McAuley. She attended Highlander Research and Education Center and Montgomery Industrial School for Girls. Her spouse was Raymond Parks from 1932 until 1977. Miss Parks was a seamstress, and she and her husband were both active members of the League of Women Voters. Mrs. Parks was an American activist in the civil rights movement. On December 1st, 1955, when she refused to give up her seat on the bus to a white man, she was arrested. This launched the Montgomery bus boycott, which was initially to be a one-day boycott, but turned out to be a whole year-long bus boycott. The United States Congress has honored her as the First Lady of Civil Rights and the mother of the freedom movement. She received numerous awards. Among those awards were the Golden Plates Award in 1995, Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1996, NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Support in the year 2000, Congressional Gold Medal in 1999, and Spingarn Medal in 1979. I must share with you a few quotes and sayings by Rosa Parks. They are the following. You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right. Each person must live their life as a model for others. I would like to be remembered as a person who wanted to be free so other people would be free. Let me read that quote again. I would like to be remembered as a person who wanted to be free so other people would also be free. I knew someone had to take the first step, and I made up my mind not to move. The First Lady of Civil Rights and the mother of the freedom movement transitioned into eternity on October 24th, 2005. The closing song is entitled The Truth About Rosa Parks by Rap Opera Central.
The bus boycott was weak, said my roommate back in college. Some old lady simply wouldn't stand to her feet because she was tired. That's what happens when people don't understand the circumstances surrounding Parks and the bus boycott. Let's be done with the myths. No, she was not old. No, she was not tired. No, she did not work long hours on that day. Rosa Parks committed to the end of oppression. An intelligent activist, she planned out her actions about much more than just a seat on a bus. A brave strategist, that's who Rosa Parks was. The only tide she was the tide of giving it. The only tide she was the tide of giving it. Let's examine what happened before that day on the bus. Montgomery's buses segregated, blacks in back, whites in front, with a middle section where both could sit but not together. Blacks also had to move to better seat white passengers. Many black Montgomeryans resisted segregation on Montgomery's buses like Viola White. She was beaten, then fined $10.44 for her defiance. Stay black and die, that was the cry of Margaret Johnson. In 1955, on March the 2nd, she called out in defense of Claudette Colvin, a 15-year-old who refused to give up a seat, was arrested but there was no protest from the black community. Together, these events led to a tipping point in December of 55. Parks actions did not come out of nowhere. Careful planning among African Americans in Montgomery led to the successful civil rights movement in history. No, she was not old. No, she was not tired. No, she did not work long hours on that day. Rosa Parks committed to the end of oppression. An intelligent activist, she planned out her actions about much more than just a seat on a bus. A brave strategist, that's who Rosa Parks was. The only tide she was the tide of giving it. The only tide she was the tide of giving it. December 1st was not the first act of resistance on a public bus by Parks. She was far too outspoken to be silent. Parks had often been removed from the bus for not abiding by this practice, especially by the driver who later had her arrested. Over the years, I've been rebelling against second class status. Parks said it didn't simply begin when I was arrested. Some say that she was divine simply because she was tired. The tide she was the tide of giving it. She didn't do it simply for some random seat on a bus. Parks had a history of standing firm when the going got tough. Born in a family that routinely stood up against injustice, Parks was familiar with the fight of the oppressed. As a child, she stayed awake with her granddad, who would bay, guarding the house with a shotgun from the KKK. Her purpose in life was shaped by many moments like this one. She devoted her life to ending all forms of oppression. In support of Parks, who took a case to court, the Women's Political Council called for a one-day boycott. Many African Americans agreed not to ride the bus. Encouraged by the success of that first day, the black community extended it, taking a new case to court. For this one, Coven was chosen to go along with a few others. Rosa Parks was not. And 56 buses were desegregated by the ruling of the Supreme Court.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.